Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is John Beatty. John is a mountaineer, a global adventurer, and the author of the new book, The Warrior Challenge, 8 quests for boys to grow up with kindness, courage, and grit.
Hi, John. How are ya?
Hey, Jesse. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
I want to start today by hearing a little bit about you. You've led a pretty adventurous life, but in your book, you say that some of that stuff, as cool as it sounds, doesn't really define you as a man. So share with our listeners what some of your adventures have been, and then why you say that there's a little bit more to your story than that.
Absolutely. So I've climbed the tallest mountain on every continent, including Mount Everest, right up to the top. I've kitesurfed every major ocean. I explored in Antarctica, swam with sharks, been attacked by wild animals. I've been in tribal warfare, been to 67 countries at this point, but none of that stuff, like you said, is what defines me as a man. What defines me as a man is who I am with you right now, Jesse. And that goes for everybody listening. It's who you are with the people that you're showing up with in this moment that defines you as a person. And I think that if we can bring qualities like kindness, courage, and grit to each of our interactions, that's what will define you as a person, and that's what I strive for.
Yeah, well, and some of that stuff even sounds a little bit like bad luck, right? I'm sure you didn't intentionally try to get into some tribal warfare.
Of course not.
Right.
That's an extreme example, but all of us have bad luck. Mm-hmm. And if we can teach our kids that when you have bad luck in your life, that you have the choice to either take that pain and then hurt other people because of your pain, you know, that's what's kind of being modeled, or that's the natural reaction. Mm-hmm. But instead of that, if you can grow from it, learn from it, and then improve others and improve yourself in a more positive way, that's such a better definition of what it is to be a good human and what I call a true warrior in today's world.
So it sounds like that's what you have chosen to do with all of these adventures and some bad luck and probably some good luck mixed in there as well. Well, you took all of that and you decided to write this book called The Warrior Challenge. What motivated you to write a book for 8 to 12-year-old boys?
I wanted to write this book because I think that the message that guys get today about what it is to be a man, and I got this message myself. I've spoken to close to 1 million live audience members, and I see young men dealing with this all across the country, spoken in 50 states and 6 continents professionally, and I see young men being told, you've got to grit through the pain, tough it out, never admitting to emotions, and not having a clear path of here's what it means to be a good human being. I wanted to create that framework because from my bad luck, I had some stuff that I had to work through. And I wanted to make the path much more clear for young men who came after me. I wanted to leave a legacy.
Yeah, so this book, you use a lot of imagery and examples in your book from world cultures. How are you trying to tie in like this global perspective of how young men have become, or boys have become men, you know, in cultures where they have rituals and rites of passage? And how are you relating those experiences and those stories to, you know, what probably is going to be mostly American boys that read your book in the beginning?
So back in tribal day, there were these rites of passages where once a young person had hit puberty, they would go through these trials, which would show them, here's what it is to be a man in our culture. And we lost those because they were abusive, like putting your hand into a glove full of ants, which is what happens in the Maui tribe in Brazil, or hunting a lion, or going out into the desert on your own for 6 months. You know, we're not going to do that to our kids today. Mm-hmm. But we lost that here's a clear path and steps to take to become a man who will protect and provide in our culture today. And by creating these 8 quests, back to your question about like, how do you get a kid interested? If I just told a young man like, hey, let's talk about kindness, courage, and grit, they'd be like, snore. I had to find the craziest, wildest stories possible and put the reader into the shoes of these real life superheroes, guys who lived by these qualities. And by living by these traits, that and by having the readers in their shoes, That's how they gain these virtues that I think we all would like our young people to grow up with.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of captivated by a lot of the stories in there, but then also kind of like wimped out a little bit intellectually and was glad that I was a girl and I didn't live there and I didn't have to go through all of that. But you also say in your book that your book isn't just for boys. So what if there are some girls who are like, I want to be a warrior. I want to learn how to have kindness. I want to learn how to achieve some of these like kind of inner characteristics that you talk about in your book. Is this accessible for
Yeah,
girls?
no, that's a great question and great point. And all of these values and all of these quests are as applicable to girls as they are to boys. The reason I wrote it for boys is because guys have a different set of cultural messages than girls do. I would have loved to write a book that was The Warrior Challenge, 8 quests for humans or for kids to grow up with kindness, courage, and grit. I really would have. But I think that because guys get different messages, and I'm a guy, that's where I needed to start. And maybe you and I could co-author the 8 quests for girls to grow up with kindness, courage, and grit, because I think that's just as valuable and as important.
Yes, we'll work on that for the future.
All right, we'll get the
So,
book proposal ready.
yeah, let's do it. Well, hey, what do you want? I guess just one more closing message on what you want boys to walk away with after they've gone through this book, and then let our listeners know how they can get it.
Yeah, if I could give one single message to young men, it would be that they are responsible for their own life. When it comes to growing up, eventually they're going to be responsible for their own decisions, and that includes their relationships, their feelings, their jobs, their thoughts. And it's up to you to choose now who you'll be in the future. So that's what the book ultimately aims for, is to teach values that are a healthy approach, like setting boundaries and living with integrity and radical honesty, equality for all humans. Where your listeners can get it is it's available for sale on Amazon right now. It's a bright red cover you're looking for, and it's called The Warrior Challenge, 8 quests for boys to grow up with kindness, courage, and grit. And for your listeners, I'll mail them a free signed insert if they go to warriorchallengebook.com. I will physically sign and mail them that insert because I can't meet with them during the pandemic. But I want to get you that signed copy, so that's the solution.
Perfect. Well, thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have fun with the rest of your interviews today.
To learn more about John and to hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.